Well, that is the great Empress of the Blues, Bessie Smith, singing her own Lost Your Head Blues from a recording made in May of 1926 with Fletcher Henderson at the piano and the cornetist Joe Smith, no relation. We'll hear a full performance of that later on in the show. But it just occurred to me, and maybe it has you too, how often the name Smith pops up as performers' names in early jazz. In addition to Bessie and Joe here, I thought of several. There's Pine Top Smith and Stuff Smith and Willie the Lion, plus a drummer from the 40s named Viola Smith, who's outstanding. And then a trio of blues singers, Mamie Smith, Clara, and Trixie Smith, all from the 20s. And there's a lot more, but we'll start there. So that's what we're about today on At the Jazz Band Ball. I think you'll enjoy this little assemblage of Smiths from early jazz. Well, I thought we'd start out with Willie the Lion Smith, born in Goshen, New York in 1893, lived an extravagant 79 years. He was a great stride piano player and maybe even greater self-promoter. He was a friend and competitor of James P. Johnson and the young Fats Waller back in the day. Big influence on Duke Ellington, who dedicated one of his musical portraits to him. Willie the Lion, who always announced his arrival in a club with the warning, "The Lion is here." Well, here's Willie the Lion Smith in James P. Johnson's Carolina Shout. This is a live 1965 performance in London, and he'll do his own announcing. Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, I should like to take off with one of Thomas Fats Waller and James P. Johnson's Carolina Shout. This is the real stride, the shout, the feeling of the church, the spiritual, combined together, and you get this. Thank you.
Willie the Lion Smith performing James P. Johnson's Carolina Shout before a live audience in London in 1965 at the very end of his career. Well, Willie the Lion touched the career of our next Smith to be featured today on At the Jazz Band Ball. Mamie Smith, the blues singer and first black performer to record the blues in a session in New York in 1920, where Willie the Lion was at the piano as leader of the accompanying band. Mamie Smith, born Mamie Robinson, was born in Cincinnati, Ohio in 1891. And she began show business pretty early as a singer and dancer. She was just 10 when she started touring with various groups in the Midwest. And then in 1913, she went out on her own singing in Harlem clubs and marrying William Smitty Smith, who was also a vocalist. Well, Mamie Smith's biggest hit by far was recorded on August 10th, 1920, Crazy Blues. 1 million copies were sold in less than a year, and it was said that you couldn't walk down the street in Harlem and not hear out of an open window the recording of Crazy Blues. Here's Mamie Smith and her Jazz Hounds from 1920, the very first blues recorded by an African-American performer.
Treat me right.
Crazy Blues, sung by Mamie Smith and her Jazz Hounds in 1920. The first recording made by an African-American of a blues record. And because of its historical significance, Crazy Blues was inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame in 1994 and then selected for preservation in the National Recording Registry of the Library of Congress in 2005. We're listening to the Smiths today on At the Jazz Band Ball. Every one of our performers' last name was Smith. Well, next we have Viola Smith. Viola was one of the very first professional female drummers in the 1920s. She was born in Wisconsin on November 29th, 1912, and lived 107 years. Testimony to the staying power of drummers, I'd say. Her first job was as percussionist in an all-girl dance band with her sisters. They were billed as the Schmitz Sisters, that was her family name, and then later as the Smith Sisters Orchestra. And then as her sisters married off one by one, Viola and her sister Mildred reformed the band, hiring additional women musicians and called themselves the Coquettes. It's a pretty powerful swinging band, which you'll hear. Viola was leader for a while, but then decided she wasn't able to lead from her position at the drums. So Frances Carroll was hired to front the band. And you'll hear Carroll's voice about a third of the way in, highlighting a drum solo by Viola. In the mid-1940s, by the way, Viola Smith joined the Hour of Charm Orchestra, which was an all-female group under the direction of Phil Spitalny. And she played with that orchestra for about a dozen years. And then Viola also had a slice of fame as a member of the Kit Kat Band, featured in the Broadway production of Cabaret in the late 1960s. Here's Viola Smith, featured as the drum soloist in Snake Charmer with the Coquettes in 1939.
I'd like you to meet our very charming little drummer, Viola Smith.
Thank you.
Frances Carroll and her Coquettes, featuring drummer Viola Smith in a tune called Snake Charmer from 1939. It was a soundtrack from a Vitaphone short. Next is Clara Smith, who was born in 1894. She's a little older than the other classic female blues singers that we've been featuring today, and again, was not related to either Bessie Smith or Mamie Smith. Clara Smith was billed as the Queen of the Moaners, although she had a lighter and sweeter voice than many of her contemporaries. She, like Bessie Smith, sang in traveling tent shows from an early age, and by 1910 was part of the African-American theater circuit called TOBA, or Theater Owners Booking Association, though Ma Rainey had a more colorful way of describing it. Suffice it to say, it was not a very easy or redeeming way of life. Clara Smith learned her craft and built up an audience, and by 1918 was a headliner throughout the South. Here's Clara Smith to sing When My Sugar Walks Down the Street, All the Little Birdies Go Tweet, 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 written by Gene Austin, Jimmy McHugh, and Irving Mills, and recorded here in 1925. Clara Smith singing When My Sugar Walks Down the Street in 1925. Well, we're listening to Smiths today, every performer having a surname of Smith on today's show. It's At the Jazz Band Ball. I'm Kevin McLaughlin. Well, next we have Stuff Smith, who's a hard-swinging jazz violinist. I'd say of the big three jazz violinists, Joe Venuti, Stefan Grappelli, and Stuff Smith, Smith was bluesier and more emotional than his predecessors. He could hold his own with any horn player and showed that the violin didn't have to be played as a genteel or polite, classical-oriented instrument. Had a lot of fun doing it, too. On stage, he was a bit of a ham. He was born Hezekiah Leroy Gordon Smith in Portsmouth, Ohio, on August 19, 1909, and grew up in Cleveland. He lived 58 years before passing away in 1967 in Munich. His father, who worked as a barber, was also an amateur musician and taught the young Smith to play the violin. And while Smith started out playing classical music, after he heard Louis Armstrong, he knew that he had to play jazz. So when he was 15, Smith became part of a touring minstrel show. But by then, Hezekiah was known as Stuff, gaining his lifelong nickname due to his habit of forgetting people's names and then calling them Stuff. In 1935, Stuff Smith moved to New York City, and the following year, he hit it big as a major attraction at the Onyx Club on 52nd Street. That's a club that we've featured on a previous show. Stuff Smith could sing as well as play the violin. And in this next recording, I think you'll get a sense of his infectiousness on stage. It's Stuff Smith and his Onyx Club boys in Onyx Club Spree, recorded May 1937.
Pull out all your muse. I'm sorry to disappoint you, but there isn't any need for blues. Now all we need is one more man to give a demonstration of the thing called jam. What's wrong with the fiddle? I did a little. The car jumped over the moon. Hey, hey, put your horns where they belong. Come on, folks, join in this song. Pat your hands and shout with glee, 'cause this is the Onyx Spree.
Stuff Smith and his Onyx Club boys, the Onyx Club Spree, recorded in 1937. You heard Stuff Smith on the violin and vocals, Jonah Jones trumpet, Buster Bailey clarinet, Clyde Hart piano, Bobby Bennett guitar, Mac Walker bass, and Cozy Cole on the drums. Here's one more of that trio of blues singers I promised earlier. It's Trixie Smith. She was born in Atlanta, probably 1895, and unlike some of her contemporaries, she came from a middle-class background and was relatively well-educated, attending Selma University. When she was 20, she dropped out and moved to New York City to pursue a career as a singer and a comedian, dancer, and actress in vaudeville. And she soon gained a reputation as one of New York's top blues singers. Trixie Smith, who was billed as the Southern Nightingale in 1921, Smith won a blues contest held by the Black Swan record label, and she sang her own Trixie's Blues. First prize was a contract with the company, and she recorded 16 songs for Black Swan. And among those is what we're going to hear next. This is My Man Rocks Me with One Steady Roll from 1922, a bit of a naughty blues. Here she's accompanied by the Jazz Masters, featuring Fletcher Henderson on piano, and an unidentified group of musicians, trumpet, trombone, clarinet, alto sax, and tuba, or probably bell front sousaphone. Here's Trixie Smith from 1922, My Man Rocks Me with One Steady Roll.
With one steady roll, there's no slipping when he once takes hold. I looked at the clock and the clock struck one. I said, now daddy, ain't we got fun? He kept rocking with one steady roll. I say, my man rocks me with one steady roll. There's no slipping when he once takes hold. I looked at the clock and the clock struck three. I said, now, daddy, you're killing me. He kept rocking with one steady roll. My man rocks me with one steady roll. There's no slipping when he once takes home. I looked at the clock and the clock struck six. I said, now, daddy, you know a lot of tricks. He kept rocking with one steady roll. I say, my daddy rocks me with one steady roll. There's no slipping when he once takes hold. I looked at the clock and the clock struck ten. I said, glory, amen. He kept rocking with one steady roll.
The great blues singer Trixie Smith in 1922 with My Man Rocks Me with One Steady Roll. Today we're listening to the Smiths, all classic early jazz performers from the 20s, 30s, and 40s whose last name happens to be Smith, but none of whom are related as far as I know. And our next performer is Clarence Pinetop Smith, the great boogie-woogie and jazz pianist from the 20s. Pinetop was born in Troy, Alabama, and raised in Birmingham. And he received his nickname, by the way, as a child for his fondness for climbing trees. In 1920, he moved to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, where he worked as an entertainer. He was another one of those performers who toured with the TOBA Vaudeville Circuit, the Theater Owners Booking Association, and performed as a singer and comedian as well as a pianist. He got a recommendation at Vocalion Records to start recording, and so he moved in the mid-20s to Chicago, Illinois, with his wife and his young child. He made a record in 1928 that was extremely influential for a number of reasons. Pinetop's Boogie Woogie. It was one of the very first Boogie Woogie-style recordings to be a hit. And it really cemented the name of Boogie Woogie for this kind of playing. He was also the first to have the phrase Boogie Woogie in the song's title. You'll hear Pinetop on the piano, of course, but he also kind of serves as a narrator. He's credited with the first ever lyric of The Girl with the Red Dress On, or To Not Move a Peg until Told to Shake That Thing and Mess Around. And of course, later on, Ray Charles would pick up these lyrics for some of his hits. Here's Pinetop Smith playing his own Pinetop's Boogie Woogie, recorded in 1928 and here released on Vocalion in 1929.
Trouble. I want everybody dancing just like I tell you. And when I say hold yourself, everybody get ready to stop. And when I say stop, don't move a peg. And when I say get it, everybody do a boogie woogie. Hold yourself now. Boogie woogie. Now that's what I'm talking about. Now when I say hold yourself this time, y'all get ready to stop. And when I say stop, don't move. When I say get it, everybody mess around. Hold yourself. Mess around. Now that's what I'm talking about. Gal, you stand there with the red dress on. You come right up here where Mr. Pinetop is. Now face the audience. And when I tell you to hold yourself, you get ready to stop. And don't move a peg. And when I say get it, I want you to shake that thing. Hold yourself now. Shake that thing. That's what I'm talking about.
Pine Top Smith playing his own Pine Tops Boogie Woogie in 1928 and then released in 1929. Well, of course, the tragic end of Pine Top was that he was scheduled to make another recording session for Vocalion in 1929, but died from a gunshot in a dance hall fight in Chicago the day before the session. And sources differ as to whether he was the intended target or not. We've been listening to the Smiths in jazz from the 20s, 30s, and 40s. This is At the Jazz Band Ball. I'm Kevin McLaughlin, and I hope you've enjoyed this assortment of, as it turns out, mostly blues musicians. We didn't get to every Smith, and so that just means we'll have to do another show that's Smith-themed, or perhaps Johnson or Jones, or maybe even some first names as well. Let me know what you'd like to hear. And by the way, for much of the information about the performers on today's show, I want to credit the jazz writer Scott Yanow and other writers and contributors to the Syncopated Times, which is an online journal focused on hot jazz, ragtime, and swing music. And it's well worth checking out at syncopatedtimes.com. If you're enjoying these podcasts, it would be great to hear from you. Certainly, if you have any ideas for upcoming shows, I'd love to hear those. The email for the show is kevin@thejazzbandball.com, and our Facebook page is At the Jazz Band Ball. And please subscribe and rate us on whatever podcast platform you prefer. And thanks to everybody who has recently subscribed to my Substack page, which is kevinmclaughlin.substack.com. And you can also donate on that page or on our Patreon page at the Jazz Band Ball. And thank you for discovering us and for listening every time. I really appreciate it. All right, here's one last Smith. It's Bessie Smith, and maybe the greatest blues singer of them all. All right, so here's Bessie Smith in 1926 singing Lost Your Head Blues. Have a great week, everybody. See you soon. Lonesome, I try.